On August 6, Germany's Air Force has taken a historic step by participating in joint air drills in India alongside NATO partners, France, Spain and the UK. This marks the first time German forces have engaged in military exercises on Indian soil, signalling a new era in defence cooperation between Europe and Asia. The drills were hosted at the Indian Air Force's Sulur Air Base near Coimbatore in the southern state of Tamil Nadu. With a fleet of nearly 2,000 aircraft, the Indian Air Force is the fourth largest in the world, only behind the United States, Russia and China. The motto, "Touch the Sky with Glory," embodies India's aerial ambitions, but the country is now looking beyond its traditional partners for new alliances. Germany's participation in these drills is not just a military maneuver, it's a political and strategic statement. As the world's attention shifts to the Indo-Pacific region, Germany recognizes the region's significance for global security. The German Air Force chief himself flew a Eurofighter from Malaysia to India, highlighting the importance of this collaboration. The German Air Force chief has also said, and I quote, "We believe the Indo-Pacific region is crucial for global security, and we are committed to working with partners to ensure it remains a safe and stable region. The Indo-Pacific region has become a hotbed of strategic interest due to its economic significance and rising geopolitical tensions. With China's growing influence and military presence in the area, many countries including Germany have started showing interest in building and strengthening alliances to ensure freedom of navigation in these vital waters." If you look at Germany's side, their participation in these drills represents a shift in their defense policy. Traditionally, Germany hesitated to engage in close military cooperation with India. Why? Mainly due to Kashmir issues. As you know, the Western countries had a collective narrative and thought process regarding India on various issues, particularly on Kashmir and human rights. The United States has always been the leader of this perspective. However, as you have seen in recent years, the Indian Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar has been directly engaging with the foreign media, making European countries aware of the reality. Because of this, many European nations are now seeing India from a different perspective, that too independently, without being influenced by American narrative. And then, as you know, the global landscape has changed dramatically after the Russia-Ukraine war and China's increasing influence in the Indo-Pacific region. In today's complex world, countries are seeking reliable partners beyond their traditional alliances. If you look at the Indo-Pacific region, this region is very critical because it is the central point where economic power and geopolitical tensions converge. Since India has a significant stake in the Indian Ocean, and it is not just because the ocean bears its name, therefore India is currently recalibrating its foreign policy. As relations between Russia and China is growing, India is looking to diversify its partnerships. The Indian Army Chief has said, "These exercises are about enhancing our interoperability and building stronger bonds between our air forces. We are not targeting any specific nation. Our goal is to foster cooperation and mutual understanding." Both India and Germany see their growing defense cooperation as essential in navigating a rapidly changing global order. As India looks to reduce its dependence on Russia for military supplies, Germany emerges as a potential partner for arms deals and technology transfers, further solidifying the strategic alliance. In a world where alliances are constantly being redefined, the deepening ties between India and Germany in the Indo-Pacific region could play a crucial role in shaping the future of global security.